It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you, and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Song.
He put a little down
payment of his glory in my soul.
As I go on the upward way, often the skies may turn to gray, hiding the joy beams from the path that I must trod. Oh, in his precious word I find a promise that thrills this soul of mine, giving me just a glimpse of what is waiting for me. When the Lord saved me,
when the Lord saved me,
when he
forgave me,
gave me a glimpse of what was waiting when he made me whole. Though the road may get rough and long, I can still sing a happy song. Put a little down
payment of his glory in my soul. Waiting when he made me whole. Though the road may get rough and long, I can still sing a happy song. Put a little down payment of his glory in my soul. Though the road may get rough and long, I can still sing a happy song. Put a little down payment of his glory
in my soul.
In my soul.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song Radio Broadcast, a musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. You have been listening to the song, A Little Down Payment. Christ purchased us with his blood on the cross and promised we could live with him in heaven. He sent his spirit into us as a down payment of that great day when we shall see him face to face and live with him forever. All of this is ours because Jesus paid it all. Sometimes I think we fail to realize just how powerful a statement that is. Jesus paid it all in full. Now let's suppose you have a credit card and that you've maxed it out. You owe over $25,000 on it. Wouldn't it be great if someone came along and paid the debt for you? Wow, we would be excited to the max. Many people believe that is what Christ did for us. However, that is not the case. You see, in our credit card example, once the debt is paid for, you would be free to charge on it again and could run up another huge debt that you couldn't pay. The account is still in your name. Oh, the former debt's paid, but the present debt you just charged is your problem. When Jesus paid it all, he paid it in full and then imputed. It's a great Bible word. He transferred our account onto his side of the ledger. He put the account in his name. It is now his account, and all debts are always paid, paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Here are two songs back to back, both entitled Paid in Full.
This world cannot accuse me of sin. It's paid in full through Jesus. Amen. I'm a child of God. I'm the next of kin to the one whose glory fills me within. I'm still amazed at what the Lord can do, how his touch of grace is going to take me through to a place of joy that'll have no end. Made possible for the born again, and it's paid in full through Jesus. Amen. There was a woman met with Jesus at a well in the heat of day. She found the water, but left her bucket to go and tell. She found the way. I'm sure the scoffers must have gathered, ones who'd known her life before. And when they told her, "You're still a sinner," I know she shouted out the door. She said, "This world cannot accuse me of sin. It's paid in full through Jesus. Amen. I'm a child of God. I'm the next of kin to the one whose glory fills me within. I'm still amazed at what the Lord can do, how his touch of grace is going to take me through to a place of joy that'll have no end. Made possible for the born again, and it's paid in full through Jesus. Amen. Amen. Just like the woman, I needed Jesus to come cleanse this heart of mine. My sinful choices had separated me from holiness divine. So when the doubters came and wondered if this change in me would last, I boldly told them I've been to Calvary, and all my sin is in the past. I said, this world cannot accuse me of sin. It's paid in full through Jesus. Amen. I'm a child of God. I'm the next of kin to the one whose glory fills me within. I'm still amazed at what the Lord can do, how his touch of grace is going to take me through to a place of joy that'll have no end. Made possible for the born again, and it's paid in full through Jesus. Amen. This world cannot accuse me of sin. It's paid in full through Jesus. Amen. I'm a child of God. I'm the next of kin to the one whose glory fills me within. I'm still amazed at what the Lord can do, how his touch of grace is going to take me through to a place of joy that'll have no end. Made possible for the born again, and it's paid in full through Jesus. Amen. Made possible for the born again, and it's paid in full through Jesus. Amen. Made possible for the born again, and it's paid in full through Jesus. Amen.
Justice called for a payment for sin. No one worthy could be found among men. But the precious Son of God, with a cross and thorny crown, paid the
sin, free to live, now I am.
Jesus, my Lord, a great treasure I have found. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Free from sin, free to live, now I am. And it reads on the page where my sin.
Thanks to that awesome payment and imputation of my old account, I am thrilled to report to you that when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me. This I know. To know that this awesome account of Christ's payment of blood is found written in the pages of the Word of God. There he wrote us a love letter that was written in red.
In letters of crimson, God wrote his love on a hillside so long, long ago. For you and for me, Jesus died, and love's greatest story was told.
Love letter written in red. Christ purchased us with his own blood. We trust him as Savior. Salvation is free to us who believe. It costs Christ his precious blood. But it's free to us. It is something our money cannot buy.
But you'll never have a life that is full and free till you give your heart to Jesus down on your knees.
Well, he gave me a life full of peace and joy, something the devil and the world can destroy.
And I'll never have to worry about my home on
money can't buy. Well, he gave me a family to love and hold, a lot of friends much better than gold, and he gave me life eternal, and I know I'm saved. Well, brother, what I'm saying is I've really got it made. Well, he gave me a life full of peace and joy, something the devil and the world can't destroy, and I'll never have to worry about my home on high. For the Lord has given me something that money can't buy. I have something that money can't buy. Well, he gave me a life full of peace and joy, something the devil and the world can't destroy, and I'll never have to worry about my home on high. Something that money can't buy.
It is now time for our story behind the song. Elvina M. Hall is the writer of this hymn. It is a hymn that is used mostly today for invitations or communion services. It was born out of a Sunday morning worship service as Mrs. Hall was in the choir loft. The preacher was praying, and during his prayer, she began to write down words on the fly leaf of her Bible. As the sermon was being preached, she continued to write words until the poem was finished. The words perfectly fit the tune that a man had just written. God had birthed a song that still lives on today. As the words flowed from her hand, I hear the Savior say, "Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Lord, now indeed I find thy power, and thine alone can change the leopard spots and melt the heart of stone. For nothing good have I whereby thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow."
I hear the Savior say, "Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. White as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, I'll lay my trophies down, all down at Jesus' feet. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain.
music. Sing me a good old gospel song. Don't be ashamed to mention the name of Jesus. Just sing it loud and strong.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.